And even time itself, in a way, other than the ability to measure it, we don't even know if it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Is it a real thing, Professor?
Well, I think it is. I think time is real. There are people who have argued that time is just an illusion. What I think is a more appropriate description is there are features of time that we think are fundamental based on our everyday lives that are illusory. For instance, the idea that time kind of flows from 1 second to the next, that notion of the flowing of time,
right.
I suspect, as do many others, is actually something that our minds, our brains impose on the external world, and time itself doesn't actually flow in any way that makes sense, either philosophically or even scientifically. Time just is, just as space just is.
Time just is. Well, we know we can travel through space, and, of course, there's that big question about traveling through time. That's like about my favorite subject in the world is travel through time.
Sure. I mean, it's a great subject. I mean, who wouldn't want to be able to travel through time? And I think that question leads into another way in which our everyday experiences are misleading, because most people think that time elapses the same for everybody, for you, for me, for a person on Mars, anywhere they are in the universe, regardless of what they're doing. We all sort of think that time just goes in a manner that's identical.
And it doesn't?
It doesn't. That's one of the discoveries of Einstein in 1905 that we are celebrating today, because he did find that if you and I, for instance, are moving relative to each other, then time does not tick off in the same rate for you and for me. And what does that mean in more practical terms? Well, if I was to board a rocket ship, hypothetical rocket ship, go out into space near the speed of light, for instance, and this is sort of key. We can't actually do that. That's why this is hypothetical. But imagine I go off in a rocket near the speed of light. I travel for 6 months. I turn around and I come back. It takes me another 6 months. I will, of course, have aged 1 year, six months out, 6 months back.
Right.
But Einstein realized that my watch will be ticking off time at a different rate compared to yours. So, in fact, when I step out of my rocket ship, you will not have aged the same 1 year. You will have aged more than 1 year. You will have aged 10 years or maybe even 1,000 or 1,000,000 years.
Wait, who will have aged?
The person who stayed still on Earth compared to the guy in the rocket ship.
Might be 10 years older than the guy?
10 years older, yeah, exactly. And what would that mean? Well, when I step off the ship, if you are 10 years older and I'm only 1 year older, then in essence I will have traveled into the future. If I allow you to age 1,000 years,
absolutely,
by going even closer to the speed of light, I will come back to Earth, and Earth, you and everybody else, will be 1,000 years older, and I will therefore have leapfrogged into Earth's future. Now, this sounds kind of science fiction-y, but this is, as far as the laws of physics go, this is real. The thing we can't do is build a ship.
Okay, if we had that ship, though, the traveler in that ship would only have observed 1 year of time passing, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Boy, that is traveling in time, then.
That's right. It's traveling to the future. Now, many people often get excited about, well, what about traveling to the past? And that is one that's much more difficult. Physics and science in general does not have a way of doing that. People have made proposals, but they all really brush right up against the edge of physics as we understand it.
Professor, does the past exist to travel to?
Well, that's an interesting and subtle question. I think that
yes,
all moments in time do exist on equal footing. I don't think this idea that sort of the only real moment is the one we experience right now and all the others somehow don't exist, I don't think that's real. Again, I think that's an illusion. I mean, we all sort of divide experience into past, present, and future. And we all say, well, the past is gone, the future is yet to be, and the present is real, the now is real.
Yes.
And what Einstein showed is that individuals moving relative to each other don't even agree on what moment is now, because their clocks don't agree, their watches don't agree. And when you take that into account, you realize that this subjective division is not real, it's illusory.
So, but again, do you think the past actually is there to,
yeah,
to be traveled to,
well,
if we could figure it out?
Yeah, I'd say it's real. Whether we can travel to it, that's a harder question, but I think it's as real as the present and the future.
All right, so that means there's one long line curving or straight, I don't know, but with all events past, current, and future, all waiting there to be explored as Susan explores the ocean.